Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal judge in the state of Washington has temporarily blocked the Trump travel ban imposed last week. President Trump ordered bans on visa holders from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. He says the measure is necessary to protect the safety of the American people from terrorists. Just after the court ruling in Seattle, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson spoke with reporters.
For a nation of laws, folks may not every may like this decision. I'm certain the president will not like this decision. But it is his job, it is his responsibility, it is his obligation as our president to honor it. And I'll make sure he does.
So far, there has been no comment from President Trump. United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. Earlier in the week, Iran tested a ballistic missile. Here's White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not immediately considering increasing troops in the Middle East in response to what he called Iran's misbehavior, but warned that Washington and the world cannot ignore Iran's actions. The new sanctions follow a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. This is VOA News. A U.S. military official is saying an American Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. U.S. military had a plan to move a ship into the area soon, but it was accelerated due to the Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea Monday that killed two crew members. Head of the United Nations Refugee Agency is saying a proposed initiative to create safe zones in Syria for refugees would not work in the country. Filippo Grandi says Syria was, in his words, not the right place for the initiative because of terrorism in the country and the number of different groups involved in Syria's conflict. Japanese Defense Minister Tomomi Inada said Saturday President Trump's administration would stick to a previous U.S. stance that the U.S.-Japan Security Treaty applied to defending Japan's continued administration of the Senkaku Islands known in China as Daewoo. Tomomi spoke during a joint news conference in Tokyo after meeting with her U.S. counterpart, Jim Mattis.
Japan has made noteworthy contributions to regional security and to the alliance, and the United States deeply appreciates these contributions. But make no mistake, in my meeting with Japanese leaders, both our nations recognize that we must not be found complacent in the face of the emerging challenges.
Mattis said his travels to Asia is meant to show American allies, South Korea and Japan, the U.S. commitment to its relationship with them. It is World Cancer Day today, and the World Health Organization is reporting that the lives of millions of the more than 8 million people who die every year from cancer could be saved if their disease was diagnosed early. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at the WHO in Geneva.
Cancer has reached epidemic proportions globally. Once considered a disease of people in rich countries, the World Health Organization says that no longer is the case. It says two-thirds of all cancer deaths now occur in low- and middle-income countries. Health officials say cancer deaths in the poorer countries are projected to rise from the current 8.2 million yearly to more than 9 million by 2030. If action is not taken to better diagnose, detect, and treat the disease at an early stage. WHO adds cancer, which is diagnosed and detected at an early stage, also will be less expensive to treat and cure. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can get more on this story, plus the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.